will keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time for Absolutely Honest Advertising.
The lottery, the exciting way to possibly win a huge amount of money. All you have to do is choose some random numbers, then give a bored and miserable clerk at a convenience store $5. Then wait to hear your numbers called out on TV. Of course, they never will. That's it. If this seems too complicated, you could just take your whole paycheck and run it through a shredder. In fact, you're 5,000 times more likely to be hit by lightning and 8,000 times more likely to be murdered. It's just like gambling,
only without the skill of playing blackjack or poker.
And the only reason it's still legal is because the government is the profiteer of your hopeless dreams. The lottery. Because tax on the poor just doesn't sound as good.
Keep it here for more Absolutely Honest Advertising.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's legal team today calling the upcoming Senate impeachment trial a perversion of the Constitution.
The president's lawyers believe that the articles of impeachment presented by House Democrats are constitutionally deficient on their face. The theories underpinning them would do lasting damage to the separation of powers under the Constitution and to our structure of government.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. President Trump won't be in the country as the Senate impeachment trial begins. He's about to leave for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Chinese officials confirming the first human-to-human transmission of a mysterious virus that has killed at least three and sickened hundreds.
The virus appears to have originated in the central city of Wuhan, but cases are now reported elsewhere in China and also in Thailand and Japan. Those cases involving recent travel to China.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days when low hanging clouds never.
Couple of minutes past five, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Again, our thanks. Oh, God, there's Goober and Gomer. Well, it's better, no, it's better than looking at Jerry and Scary.
Well, they're yes. Talking about Andy Griffith.
Yeah, no, that's... Larry Stevens for hanging out with us. The time went by like at warp speed. I have no idea what we talked about or accomplished.
It was
but
great,
it was
though.
Fun. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Just what we needed on the most miserable day of the year, the perfect medicine. As people all across the river region now, whether they're just arriving at home, if they did have to work today, people who have been sitting around having a beer or two or just doing nothing at all are saying,
that is great radio.
Because that was Larry Stevens. Okay. The only other thing of note this afternoon is that I had a mild heart attack around 2 o'clock at the doctor's office, but they were able to treat it and release me immediately.
You did not.
It was gas.
Well, they were worried.
Gas or an anxiety attack? Or an anxiety.
No, it felt great when I was finally able to release the gas. That's why there was a mushroom cloud over Taylor Road and Blunt Boulevard. Yeah, whew, man, that stuff, yeah.
I bought tickets for Rose and I to go to The Price is Right today.
Price is Right?
It's going to be in Montgomery in April.
Oh.
Yes, Rose and I are going to go.
Not this Rose, his little girl.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Yeah, I figured you'd appreciate that.
I have a hunch that you're going to get picked. To spin the wheel.
Where are your pinstripes?
I'm going to shave, and I'm going to look real nice, and I'll have Rose with me, and she's awesome. So.
Pretty cool there, George Jefferson. Clark Gable. Depends on the lighting.
I'm going to have to keep the stash.
I'm going to tell you, as the sun is going down, the temperature is getting colder.
And Leon's getting larger.
We've actually had people start using that now in conversation.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
At 8 minutes after five, so we have your local news, Rich's forecast, and I think Brad's going to be joining us, right?
Yes, I believe so.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s. In our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway, you can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. This Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many celebrations and events are taking place throughout the river region, including at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. They took time to celebrate Dr. King's 91st birthday today. Former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the capital city today. He's running for his old Senate seat once again. Today he announced the endorsements by several national police organizations, sheriffs, and a police chief in Alabama. An MPD officer is facing domestic violence charges after being arrested. Authorities say 31-year-old MPD officer Neil Flournoy was arrested Friday and charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. The charges stem from a domestic incident that happened last week on Honeysuckle Road. The victim told police following an argument, Flournoy prevented her from leaving home while he was armed with a gun. The woman was not injured. Flournoy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail but has since bonded out. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, let's say, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery, upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It is 12 after 5. When Larry's here, we're talking briefly, because there's always so much to talk about. JFK would never fit in today's Democratic Party. And I was looking for the comments he made when he was first elected about cutting taxes. The highest tax rate in America in 1960 was 90%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that, the guy that was president before JFK was Republican Dwight Eisenhower. 90%. Gosh. So JFK came in and cut taxes. Now, this thing is labeled JFK Obama taxes. Let's see if they belong in the same sentence.
So do you believe tax cuts pay for themselves or not?
The soundest way to raise the revenues in the long run is to cut the rates now. And the reason is that only full employment can balance the budget, and tax reduction can pave the way to that employment.
Sir, let me just finish the question. $3 trillion deficit that you're blowing in the deficit, $3 trillion that you're blowing in the deficit by extending the tax cuts.
The purpose of cutting taxes now is not to incur a budget deficit, but to achieve the more prosperous expanding economy, which can bring a budget surplus.
Why keep any of these tax cuts going?
These aren't new ideas. They're the same policies that led us into this recession. They won't create jobs. They will kill them. They won't reduce our deficit. They will add $1 trillion to our deficit.
The worst deficit comes from a recession. And if we can take the proper action in the proper time, this can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right kind of a tax cut, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue.
And of course, in his infinite arrogance, there is no dipstick big enough or tall enough to measure the arrogance of Barack Obama. What's he gonna do? Wave a magic wand, bring all those jobs back. Well, yeah, you know what? It's almost at the point where companies are waiting in line for people to work and not people waiting in line to get jobs, as was the case 8 years ago. That's how different it is. That's because Trump cut taxes, not just on the people that do the employment, but to the point where they're now repatriating money that was sitting overseas. You know, and the disgusting thing about it is that so many of these companies that love to say how woke they are and virtue signal, it's like Ricky Gervais pointed out so brilliantly at the Golden Globes, they're making their billions off sweatshops in China and other Asian nations, and then making tons of money off selling their products here, but then telling us just what great folks they are. But apparently, they just don't want to see. They're like the three monkeys. See no evil, hear no evil. That's what we've got. We still have a huge deficit, and I'm sure the president's concerned about it. But what is different is our debt-to-income ratio as a country. It is shrinking, which is good. And I have a feeling that once he's reelected, he's going to do some painful cutting in D.C.
Hopefully.
Because that's where the biggest waste is. I remember Laura Ingraham talking about working briefly for the Department of Education. We don't need that. They're the people that have hijacked our school curriculums and have turned it into little socialist fomenting grounds. That money doesn't need... Why does our money have to leave Alabama, go to Washington, and then get sent back to us with instructions on not only how to spend it, but what we should be teaching in the process? It's bull crap. All of that's got to end. I would bet that well more than half of the people who are working in D.C. bureaucracies are doing nothing. She used to talk about that. They had these big buildings in these various government agencies that were half empty. The people that were there had no idea what they were there to do. And a lot of people were there collecting a paycheck from a job they got by working for somebody that got elected to office. It's called patronage. I know this because that's how it worked in Chicago. There, the graft was about as open. Every once in a while, they'll indict an alderman in Chicago and send one off to jail here and there. Like, was it Jesse Jackson's son? Who was the congressman? Some congressman got... It is about as open there as it is anywhere in the country. So all of these geniuses that... got to raise taxes. The New York Times is endorsing maybe the biggest liar in America next to Obama with Elizabeth Warren, who abused as a white woman, and they don't get any pastier than that chick, claimed Native American heritage so she could have an advantage in bar exams and other, because her grandfather had high cheekbones. I got high cheekbones.
I am Cherokee. Nobody believes me. It's terrible.
It is, of course, that also greatly illustrates why those kinds of systems are flawed. Because they can be abused, and they are abused, and they become an excuse for this and that. Well, it's all because of my race or my sex or whatever. And all of that needs to end. Because right now, if you've got skill and something you can contribute, there's a job for you in this country.
Doesn't matter what you look like. It matters what you can do.
You know what? And that's another thing. Most of us could give a rat's ass what anybody looks like, but nobody's talking about that on Martin Luther King Day. Nobody. I think if he were able to come back and look around at the condition of America's inner cities, he would be horrified.
So disappointed.
Baltimore, Chicago, the killing fields and the urban areas that keep electing Democrats and keep doing nothing. Nothing meaningful. I have no idea. None, and I would never pretend to have any idea what it's like to be black in America today or at any other time. But I have to say, at some point, and it's happening, it's called Blexit. Candace Owens and others are kind of leading it. John James is the young man that's running for the Senate in Michigan. Is he sharp? If he's everything, I mean, it takes time. You want to see the proof is in the pudding. But there's somebody. I said this during Obama's first term. Our next African-American president will be a Republican. They're already, people are not falling for that minority victim BS. Like Pete Buttigieg. All of a sudden, we're supposed to prove that we're not homophobic in America, so we should elect the 37-year-old mayor of what is pretty much a failed small town in Indiana. He's got all the answers, right?
And John James is 38.
He's got a pedigree. He's got a pedigree. I pray to God he wins in Michigan. That would be huge. I have a couple of calls at 272-922-8 at 520, starting with Randall.
Good evening. I didn't know why I was supposed to be calling. I would have called right off the bat when Mr. Stevens, when he told that joke. Anyway, when he one-upped you about peeing in a jug, I mean, your one-up wasn't going to never get no bigger than his. But I knew I wasn't supposed to call them because I just called Dan. I wasn't going to be that caller. And then I'm sitting here, there's so many different things that keep touching me. And when you said that about your brother and about the date, and today is Monday, he got killed 4 years ago today. So I guess I'm supposed to hang on to now. But just like you said, we don't know. And then maybe we think, and even if I thought I did know what it was like, you know what I mean? 75% of your audience don't know. And we really, Martin Luther King, he was killed because he did start looking at the economy again. He started. That was a piece of the reason, but the main reason is because he stood up against the Vietnam War. That's why you don't. I don't want to get off the track, so I want to come back. What I was going to say is, everybody getting lied to. They got sucked in about y'all get involved, watch TV, watch news. Everybody's preaching that for me, and then
you got to put yourself in their shoes because they've had all the major media telling them the same crap for 60 years.
What I was going to add is maybe you reach.
It's got to be fearful to break away from that when you've been the underdog.
And you don't want your team to lose. I mean, you've been built up that you know you've been told the truth, and now that we know that we how much bad we've been lied to, is it on us to reach out? Like, but we're not going to get a news station in time. And I think Donald Trump was put. I think they let him get in, and even though he thinks he done it on his own, I think these establishment let him in to stir this up. Because in 4 years, when he's gone, you know, Ian Pence is. You know, I don't. That man is dirty. I mean, he was on the Bush team pushing that white stuff that's coming in the mail, trying to get us to go to war. And we're still fighting amongst ourselves. And then they're going to scoop in and, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think Mike Pence is running for president.
No, I hope not, because he is.
He needed Mike Pence because Mike Pence was still part of the traditional House, conservative. I heard him speak. But I think there are others who are emerging in the days ahead that would be perfectly capable of carrying out. If we like where we're at in 2024, if we're still here.
You will be.
Do you think Trump hasn't already considered that? Look at the man. He's five steps ahead of everybody and 30 steps ahead of the stupid Democrats. He makes them into fools every single day. Case closed. Randall, thank you for the call. Martin.
How are we doing tonight?
Good. Yeah, fabulous.
You look great, Craig.
First of all, I want to say hello to Larry Stephen.
Larry has left the building, but
real?
He's probably listening. Yeah, he can only stay till 5.
Okay, I thought he said he was going to hang out. But anyway, I heard the high cheekbone comment, the Indian comment, but I'm 6'6", 300 pounds. And my grandmother was a full-blooded Creek Indian, okay? And nobody believes my Creek heritage either, but, I mean...
But you can prove it, right? I mean, grandmother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was my grandmother.
Well, Elizabeth Warren stupidly went, you know, we were supposed to take her word for it, right? Then she goes and does a DNA test, and she's 1,024th Native American. I probably have more Native American blood. And I'm from Bohemia.
Look, I'm a quarter Creek, but then if you follow your history, back at the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, they had 6.5-foot tall Indians jumping the barricades to attack. And, you know, people just don't believe that the Indians were that tall, but they were. And it was the Creek Indian tribe that was that tall, and I'm an absolute product of it. I will say how much I love your show. I love to listen with the debate. Everything's good. I want to remind everybody out there, especially the people that aren't old enough, the best time that I can remember is the 80s.
The 80s were
fun. The 80s were a blast. Everybody had money, and that was Ronald Reagan all the way. And we've got so many people out there that aren't old enough to remember the 80s, and they just don't know what it feels like to have a Republican president that really cares about his people. And if they would give Donald Trump a chance to do his job, we could do that all over again.
Martin, let me, I don't want to repeat myself here, but I've said this on the air before. I lived through the 80s. I watched my income start at about $14,000 at the beginning of 1980, and I was making well more than 10 times that by the end of the decade. The big difference between the thriving Reagan economy and now is that interest rates are so low, 3.25, 3.5.
Yeah.
So you can buy a house and have a reasonable payment and have money left over to put nice things in it, like from Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest difference. is that the dollar, those extra dollars people are making, the increased income, the more they're taking home, can actually be used in different ways than it could back in the 80s. But I love that decade, man. It felt good to be an American. The space shuttle, everything was, it was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. We had somebody at the head of our country that really understood what it took. And you're talking about the interest rates. The interest rates were a product and left over from the Carter administration.
Oh, no, you're right. You're 100% right. I've said that, too. You know, I closed at a house. On a house, 17 3/10. Are you kidding? That's you may as well put it on your Visa card. I got to run, Martin. Thank you so much for the call, and do call again. Excellent. And I'm always happy to repeat those points, but that's what I've always hoped we'd have an American prosperity like the 80s occur again. And it has, except it's better. Because, primarily because of the interest rate difference. Credit card interest rates haven't changed much.
No.
But mortgage interest rates, it's amazing. I would still own that house in Cooper City, Florida. But I closed at 10 3/8, and that's with an 850 credit score in 1990. The payment on that house would have been around $1,000 a month, maybe even a little less at today's rate. Back then, it was closer to two because of the interest difference. That's how big it is. And when things fell apart and the radio business changed, I did not have the money to hang on to it. I'm not playing any sympathy cards here, just the way it was. But I'm sure I could have saved that house had those circumstances been different. But they weren't, and that's the way God planned it. 528 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is not a good time for your heating unit to malfunction. It's going to be colder tomorrow morning than it was today, and as the sun goes down, it's frigid. Make sure you have on-call protection. Team up with Clark's. For $159, you get a membership that includes two tune-ups to your system to do everything possible, A, to make sure it runs efficiently, keep your power costs down, but B, to make sure that if anything looks like it's about to go bad, they can fix it, and you get a discount on parts and labor with your Clark's Club membership and a guarantee of urgent care service. If something goes wrong on a hot summer day, or a cold January 20th to the 21st night, they're on the way. You don't want to hear about tomorrow. You want to hear now. And that's their middle name at Clark's. I like that. Now.
Yeah.
277-2125. Amazingly talented plumbers also on call for plumbing emergencies, installations, whatever you need. They're top-notch at what they do, and they're top-notch human beings. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have two accidents on Taylor Road, one at Taylor Road and I-85 northbound. The second, Taylor Road at Copperfield across from Baptist Medical. Both of these should be in the cleanup stages now, but please use caution. We have congestion on the Eastern Boulevard, I-85 to Vaughan Road. Spotty congestion, East-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Mostly moderate to heavy traffic at times. That's all the way through the interchange downtown, but no problems at the 6585 Interchange. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is National DJ Day.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ, or is this just a cover for your spy gig?
I've always wanted to be a radio DJ.
I'm the number one DJ.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
It's my radio show today.
Great, let's do it.
Let's make it our best show ever.
It's showtime.
And I can't think of anybody better to have in the studio on National DJ Day than Larry Stevens. We need to start the Build a Statue of Larry Stevens Fund somewhere.
They're going to put it on Norman Bridge Road?
I don't know if it would be appreciated there the way it might be appreciated somewhere else.
I love that little building. And Walt's Diner. We used to go there for breakfast.
Rich was telling me about Walt's Diner, and the reason he was talking about it today is because I made chili cheese omelets.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I pour my egg mix in my copper pot frying pan on top of some olive oil, and it's bubbling beautifully. Where's my spatula?
I know, I heard.
No spatula. I don't think I'm losing it to the extent that I would toss my spatula in the garbage can. That's always possible. Because on the other hand, I could see somebody stealing one of my Diet Cokes. But not my frickin' spatula. I'd buy you one. And that's a horrible time to find out you have no spatula. It's when you got an omelet bubbling up in the pan. So quick thinking, I took cardboard off a box and used the edge to push the edge of the omelet in while I put the chili and the cheese on it. And then Rich came up with, it was this reasonably stiff but thin piece of cardboard that I was able to scoop under one end and flip it over. It wasn't perfect, but it made it to TV. And if you want to see a picture of this rogue omelet, it's on Facebook. Rich put it up there this morning. Where is that? There it is. See?
Yeah, it looks good.
It's in the thread that's under Rich's weather video for today. Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Because the parts that I couldn't scoop up that got wrecked, I ate those. And it was delicious. It was really good. Our number is 272-9228. Oh, here's the doc. Remember earlier we were talking about aptronyms?
Mm-hmm.
Usain Bolt is a runner. That means the last name fits what the person does. Anthony Weiner, self-explanatory. And I was trying to think of the doctor, the surgeon, who had an interesting name that kind of belied his gift because he's a good doctor. Dr. Hackman.
Hackman.
I was thinking of Hacksaw, but I thought that's probably a little bit too extreme. Dr. Hacksaw, report to...
What surgery.
Yeah, I don't think that would help us.
No.
And while you're on the way, could you stop and cut the legs off this table? Oh, well.
Got some sad news. Crystal is filing bankruptcy.
Crystal? The burger company?
Yep. Yep.
Well, that doesn't really mean anything.
But, you know.
Well, I saw the one on Vaughn Road closed.
Yeah, they said that...
let me grab this call. Hello?
Hi, this is Dana.
Hi, Dana. Dana?
Yes, I had one of the doctors with the names.
Oh.
I guess I can say this. The gynecologist I used to have, he was Dr. Head.
Thank you.
That's
great.
That would be an aptronym, yes.
Dana, you're dirty.
No. Don't apologize to Dana.
I'm sorry, I was kidding. That was funny, though. Thank you.
It was great.
That was the best one. That was better than Hacksaw.
OBGYN, Dr. Head.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do call again if you have another.
Please do. That was funny.
That was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. I did not see that coming.
Should probably play the OBGYN lady. That's a holiday. Why not? We, by the way, tomorrow night, it's going to be cold again tomorrow, though it should moderate during the day. And we are going to be gathering at the pizza place after the show.
That's a good way to warm up.
So pizza's on us if you would like to join us. We just need your name. Bring somebody. We just sit around and talk radio, politics, whatever you want. Everything's on the table, including some of the most amazing pizza that you will ever taste. Oh. They are so creative and so inventive. And so now, if you like pepperoni and cheese and the fundamental pizzas of the world, the pizza place does those quite well. But if you're willing to be a little risky and try a chili cheese dog pizza, it's good. They do a BLT, and they serve the pizza with a crisp slice of lettuce to place over it. You got to try this. It's so good. And, of course, that means tomorrow night I will be returning home from the pizza place with a white garlic sauce, spinach-embedded pizza for Mrs. Rutabaga and a pepperoni calzone for show.
And I know there are some people out there that are pizza connoisseurs and won't go anywhere because it's never that good. They have the best sauce.
They do.
It really makes a world of difference.
If we made you hungry for tonight, that's just fine. They're right at Harrison Road in Perry Hill, right next door to the Dollar General. They do a phenomenal job, Mike and that crew. And we will be there tomorrow from 6 to 7, right after the show. Rosie will be there. You going to come by?
I will try to bring Rose.
Okay. If you can, that would be awesome. At 5:39... we've had a couple of situations develop on the roads. Let's go back to Skipper, and then we'll get your local news and Rich's forecast on.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents on Taylor Road, one at Taylor Road and I-85 northbound. The second, Taylor Road at Copperfield across from Baptist Medical. Both of these should be in the cleanup stages now, but please use caution. We have congestion on the Eastern Boulevard, I-85 to Vaughn Road. Spotty congestion East-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85. Mostly moderate to heavy traffic at times. That's all the way through the interchange downtown, but no problems at the 65-85 interchange. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer.
Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's. Because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at Lowe'sForPros.com and pick up in store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the capital city today. He's running for his old Senate seat once again. Today he announced the endorsements by several national police organizations, sheriffs, and a police chief in Alabama. An MPD officer is facing domestic violence charges after being arrested. Authorities say 31-year-old MPD officer Neil Flournoy was arrested Friday and charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. The charges stem from a domestic incident that happened last week on Honeysuckle Road. The victim told police following an argument, Flournoy prevented her from leaving home while he was armed with a gun. The woman was not injured. Flournoy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail but has since bonded out. This Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many celebrations and events are taking place throughout the River Region, including at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. They took time to celebrate Dr. King's 91st birthday today. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, let's say, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery. Upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
50 years of waiting. 50 years. Their dreams have come true. Hail! Hail to the king of the Chiefs kingdom forever. Because today, the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy.
Yes, I'm glad the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, and I hope they kick San Francisco's ass. The San Francisco poopers. What they've done to such a great city. The latest thing, it's so bad there because they, mandatory minimum wage, put a lot of restaurants out of business. They couldn't pay busboys $15 an hour and not charge $200 for a steak dinner. So now they want to, any landlord that owns a building that has an empty storefront, if they don't get a tenant in, and how are you going to do that when you got homeless camped out and people crapping in the streets? Why would anybody want to open a business? How can you with that kind of crap going on? No pun intended. They want to fine the business, the landlords, the building owners, for not having tenants. When the city itself and its freakingly unconscionable government is driving people away with their stupid laws. It's like, you know, that comedian that Larry Stevens recommended, and we love, you know, what it's like to be a Republican in California.
That was good.
That'll happen. When I work for the band, and I'd go out to L.A. Ronald Reagan was governor. You never felt unsafe in L.A. You could walk Sunset Strip, walked everywhere. And Sticks, when we were in town, you stay at the Continental Ryan House. And you never thought twice about where you were going. You can't do that today in L.A. Because they let the crazies take over. And crazies elect crazy politicians. Maxine Waters, you are a disgrace to the legacy of Martin Luther King. You are not what he took a bullet for. You're a bad joke, especially on your constituents. Hopefully, they'll wake up and realize you don't even live in their district. You got a $4 million house where it's safe. Not her district. But she's going to come back and tell you. Oh, and already they're going to come up with more stuff to impeach Trump. This hasn't been good for the health of some people, Maxine. I would just pipe down. Cooter.
Yeah, sir. I have a movie recommendation for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Last Full Measure. It comes out this Friday. It's about a pararescue man in Vietnam.
Oh.
It's based on a true story. He flew like 300 missions rescuing people.
Mm-hmm.
And then on his last mission, he refused to come up because of these on the ground. The helicopter came under fire and had to leave, and he stayed there and died with those guys. He was awarded the Air Force Cross, which is the first time an enlisted man had ever won it. And then they finally gave him Medal of Honor like 30-something years later before they gave him the Medal of Honor.
They're a little bit late with Medals of Honors in many instances. They're still catching up on some of the World War II
yes, sir.
Medals. I just watched on... I'm going to say it was American Heroes Channel. An amazing story. It was about a specific plane, kind of an odd-looking twin-engine propeller jet-type plane that would go in and surveil areas in Vietnam. And if one of our guys got shot down, they would do their best to find his position so the copters could go in and get him. And many times those guys were at great risk because they were... in enemy zone, enemy territory. So they were risking right. getting shot to save the pilots that got shot down.
Yeah, they were way back behind the lines.
I got to tell you. When and they just did it. They just, yeah, okay, we're going to risk our lives. We're going to find our guy. Amazing heroism, amazing dedication.
Right. I appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you, Cooter. I think of my friend Colonel Joe Panza, who... they called him the Jolly Greens. And Joe is so like everybody else that served with distinction in these wars. And thanks for your service. No. Humble as the day is long.
My grandfather was in Vietnam, and he got shot down. And he passed away last year. But he got a Purple Heart for that. And that, I mean, that's just a generation that'll...
You know, and then in those days, like in World War II, there's always a chance in many cases, whether you're on a bomber or a fighter plane, you could bail out and at least save your life. You might end up in a camp. But the Germans were odd. They were so horribly abusive to people, but for the most part were pretty respectful. It's not like they were living nicely. But there was a mutual code of honor between German and British and American pilots. One shot the other down. I know there's in England, some German that got shot down, he was an officer, and they gave him a full military funeral in Britain during the war.
That's respectful.
It's, I guess it goes with the job. I don't know. But when that B-17 was here at Danley not long ago, and I got in it, and I realized that plane is not as big as it looks on TV. Guys crammed into these things for 12-hour runs to and from Germany with fighter pilots coming at them. And with the bombers, it was real dicey because if they lost power, they could just spin, and it would be very hard because of the G-forces to get out of those planes. Tough stuff.
I got a question about the movie you saw this weekend. You're 1917?
Yeah.
And it's one continuous shot.
Yes.
What does that mean? I mean...
It means it picks up from the beginning, and it follows the characters all the way through the story without interruption.
So it stays with the yes. one person?
And they do all these different angles. It's amazing. The frustrating part of the movie, and it's good because when you used to go to movies that had interesting action sequences, you would wonder, how did they do that? Well, the story is very compelling, but as you're watching, you're saying, how the hell did they film this? What kind of cameras did they use? They were able to hold steady while they're following them through trenches and across battlegrounds, and it's just amazing. But I don't want to say any more than that. Besides, let's talk cars.
Ooh.
Switching from, I'm not an expert on anything. I just know what I like.
Man, that 27 Jetta.
The 2017?
Yeah, that Jetta, man, that is almost brand new.
It's under 10,000. That's why I pulled that one up, because that's the category that Tip Tames and his team like me to tell you about. That's a new addition to that category, 2017 Volkswagen Jetta at $99.91. There is a 2016 Ford Fiesta S-Hatch, 16,000 miles.
That was in somebody's garage.
Yeah, that's under 10. I want to take a quick look to see what's still there under. Oh, a new 2012 Volkswagen CC Lux. That is new to this category at $79.90. And under five, they got it. If you want, you got a new driver, you want them in something that'll protect them, give them a little armor. 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring. That'll provide that. That's only $4,700 at Jack Ingram. Hyundai Santa Fe, that's new. That's $89.90. It's a 2011. You couldn't tell it from a brand new one. Oh, and they still have that 2009 Ford Focus under five, $4,800. And that car also looks brand new. Everything they sell that they put their name on is a car that's been vetted. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles at Jack Ingram. See, Tip Tames and his team, and if credit's kept you from getting new wheels, don't, because they've got over 20 programs there to get you done. So get better wheels with Jack Ingram. Signature used cars, 235 North Eastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic heading up on 6 o'clock, and we have a little congestion at all the major intersections on the boulevard around the city. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else, mostly light. And on I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through the interchange downtown. No issues there as well. We still have one problem on Taylor Road. I-85 northbound and Taylor Road had an accident there earlier. Hopefully they're getting that out of the way. And just use caution as you pass by. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the rain. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's, because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in-store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On behalf of Clark Gable and George Jefferson and Don Ameche, some of those people you don't know. But
not a clue. I know who George Jefferson is, though.
You're reminding a lot of people of a lot of different folks, and we also spend a little time on aptronyms. I want to thank Karen because she was the one who reminded me the surgeon knew the first part of the name was Hack. It was Hackman. And I'm sure he's a fine surgeon. It's just ironic. Our friend Karen in North Carolina, when she lived in Florida, her OBGYN was Dr. Feely.
Yes.
No.
No. I don't think that helped him.
And a dentist around the corner, Dr. Toothman.
Aw.
I'm sure there
and
are.
And he is.
He's a Toothman.
Yes.
You know, when I say John Lee Paints, that sounds like a full name. It's not. Oh, you have the pictures?
I do.
You said you sent them to me. I don't recall seeing them, but when you're going northbound on Coliseum Boulevard, that one hit home. It usually, okay. This is it. Failure never comes as a blowout. It's usually a slow leak. That is so true.
That's great.